Here are today's top stories. Protesters stormed the California Republican Convention in Orange County today to disrupt Donald Trump's speech. Yawn. Been there, done that. Bought the t-shirt. Come on, California. We've moved on to bigger things, like who can go in whose bathroom. Speaking of that, is that really what we're talking about? I mean, what's next? Are we going to start doing genital checks outside the Target bathroom? Like a wand in the airport? Excuse me, sir. Sir, can you please take that penis out of your pants? An employee of the Woodridge Room Place Furniture is being charged with arson for burning down the store. Maybe it was a protest that the new line of ottomans didn't come in gray. Also, an ottoman shouldn't cost $500. Maybe that's what he was protesting? No, he wasn't. He's just an arsonist? Okay, great. A 19-year-old woman was beaten on a CTA train last night, and according to her, two male passengers witnessed the robbery and beating and did nothing. Come on, that's terrible. What is going on, Chicago? Even if you don't want to get involved, huff, you know, or at least pretend like you're stuck in your chair. You wanted to help, but your headphones were stopping you. Doing nothing? I mean, we're humans. What are we, fish? I mean, that seems like something a fish would do. A fish sees a shark eating a dolphin. I'm just going to swim this way. Come on. Let's get it together. Get it together, Chicago. A new study on binge drinking says that our brains are looking to reward our stress, and that's why we drink more. So let me get this straight. Stress causes us to drink, and then drinking causes us to stress, and then stress causes us to drink, and before you know it, we're playing Golden Tee in Wrigleyville. Vicious cycle. Vicious. Microsoft just bought a ton of human DNA. Yep, they're buying up strands of human DNA to experiment with how much data they can store. Really? Either the Office Depot was out of external hard drives or Microsoft is getting all Frankenstein up in this 21st century. Maybe they're making a computer that has green eyes and detached earlobes. In weather, same. It's just about Cinco de Mayo here, Chicago, and I, for one, am not going to accept a 45-degree Cinco de Mayo. I refuse to drink Corona and eat guacamole with my winter jacket on. Okay? Are we cool? In sports, Laramie Tunsil had an allergic reaction to something. Yeah, I wonder what. And he didn't show up for his press conference. Yeah, I bet he had an allergic reaction to Twitter. He eventually showed up and just ignored the questions. And last night at the NFL draft, there were some Chicago Bears fans that were booing when the Bears picked Leonard Floyd, the outside linebacker from Georgia, with the 9th overall pick. So funny. I love it. I love when fans boo. Boo! You picked the best pass rusher in the draft. Boo! I wish you picked someone from Ohio State. Boo! Is that what we're supposed to do? Boo? Boo? Where'd you go, boo? The Cubs started a 3-game set with the Braves today at Wrigley Field. The Cubs won again, but the big highlight had to be the 7th-inning stretch by rapper Warren G. I don't have the clip, but just imagine what Warren G sounds like doing the stretch. Exactly. Chris Bryant didn't play today, but they're saying minor ankle injury. So if I were Coach Madden, I'd just keep him out till September. The White Sox are in Baltimore for game 2. They got shellacked last night, but good news, Jose Abreu looks to be heating up. Bad news, John Danks looks to be not. Ugh. And finally, there seems to be a trash fire problem in Lincoln Park and Lakeview. 6 different trash fires were set last night. Trash fires, getting us one step closer to living a real-life idiocracy. Congrats, Chicago. You're really doing it. You're really doing it today. Well, that's the carryout for April 29th, 2016. Live a little tonight. Instead of a hamburger, get the double. I mean, it's not going to hurt, right?